You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Welcome to Geek This. My name is Dave Clements, and this is a podcast dedicated to movies, TV shows, and comic books. General geeking out of all three of those things. For the month of December, I've decided to cover some of my favorite heist movies as a way to celebrate a season dedicated to consumerism. It's fitting, right? So, we're going to start off what I'm calling Heistmas with one of my absolute favorites, Ocean's 11 from 2001. The original Ocean's 11 starred the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and a slew of other people. It was released in 1960. That, however, is not the movie I'm talking about today. I'm referring to the 2001 Steven Soderbergh-directed film starring George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, Matt Damon, Bernie Mac, Elliot Gould, Casey Affleck, Scott Kahn, Don Cheadle, Shabo Kin, and Carl Reiner. I know. I said that second to last name totally wrong, but I'm sorry. Don't hurt me. Anyway, that is an amazing cast. If you somehow missed Ocean's 11, the plot is pretty simple, and here's a refresher for those of you who haven't seen it in a while. Danny Ocean, played by George Clooney, is released from prison after serving 4 of his 5-year sentence for felony fraud. Within 24 hours, he and his old partner, Rusty, who is played by Brad Pitt, put together a plan to rob 3 big-time Las Vegas casinos simultaneously. Now, I know there are a lot of better heist movies out there, but this one holds its place as my favorite in the heist genre because the reveal at the end was something I had never seen before, and I'm not going to spoil that for you if you haven't seen it. It's just a great piece of film. In addition to that, the complexity of weaving the stories of each character. Like I said, this is a big cast, and so it took a lot of planning on Ted Griffin, the writer's part, as well as Steven Soderbergh as the director. I mean, as the director, you have to take what the writer has written and, you know, do something amazing with it. And I really think that Soderbergh did this pretty well. The casting for Ocean's 11 for me is spot on, and I can't think of any other people who would have been better in any of the roles except from possibly Andy Garcia. I would have rather seen Al Pacino in that role, and we do get him in the second sequel, so the last movie in the original Ocean's trilogy, Ocean's 13. So I guess it's better than not getting him at all. But I would have loved to see some of those classic gangster characters like Pacino and De Niro show up in this movie or, you know, the sequels, which in a way, I guess, you know, we do get that, which is very cool. Music tends to play a big part of my enjoyment of movies. And luckily, the music here fits the movie of the entire film and rings back to the original from 1960. And The one song that I always think of whenever I think of Ocean's 11 is A Little Less Conversation by Elvis Presley. Obviously, I'm not going to play a clip because I don't want to get sued for copyright. But, you know, that is the quintessential song for this movie, even though it's not played a lot. Now, while it's easy to get stuck on well-known songs like that, David Holmes' original music has the right energy, and it really sets the tone for this particular heist. It's cool, it's energetic, and it keeps your attention during the montages where the crew is setting up or pulling off the job. The only problem I have from a music standpoint is that I can't listen to the music without some of the lines from the movie whenever I pull it up in Spotify or whatever, you know, music streaming app I'm using. Still, I love what it adds to the movie in as far as the feel. So I guess in a way it's a character itself. I just wish it was a character I could hang out with without everybody else sometimes. It's that good. So this is a short episode, I know, mainly because I have a cold and don't really have a lot of time to record. But I want to know, what are your thoughts on Steven Soderbergh's Ocean's 11? You can let me know by using the contact form at geekthispodcast.com. And while you're there, tell me what some of your favorite heist movies are. There's a good chance they'll show up as I continue this series throughout the month. Also, if this is the first time you've listened to Geek This, there are over 100 episodes for you to check out at geekthispodcast.com. If you'd like to let me know what you thought of this episode, you can go to that same website, leave a comment, fill out the contact form, or you can find me on Twitter at Mr. Dave Clements. Until the next episode, thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate it. And I will talk to you in the next episode.